This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Good day. Hello. Welcome. This is an overview of the items of interest according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. The list of top stories, top people can be found every week at talkers.com. And that operation is run, heralded by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of said Talkers Magazine. His job when he's on the air with us here every week is to go through the list, and then we talk about some of the things that grab us, I suppose. Maybe that's the intrigue us, and hopefully by having that conversation, you'll be intrigued as well. So let's get started with the overview of the stories. We'll pick out a few that you think are worthy of note, Michael, and go from there. I'm sure you've been on the air on a number of stations this week, as you usually are, discussing many of these things. So we put them all together, and what do we have? It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting week, but that's an understatement. It always is. And actually, you know, as we speak into this weekend, there's so much going on that I think that news freaks and political junkies have to sort of hang in there from minute to minute. This is nonstop action. It certainly hasn't slowed down for the holidays. Remember when the holidays would be a slowdown time?
Right.
No longer is that the case. There are no weekends. It's 24/7, 360, whatever. Okay.
Five. For the sake of five. Right here, five.
I wasn't sure whether or not we had a leap year or they've changed the calendar. You know, fake calendars, fake weather, fake sports. Everything is fake.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports,
except
number
list.
10.
This is not a fake list.
This list proclaims itself to be a fake, so it's honest. When I say that, I mean it's a snapshot, folks. It's very difficult to really weigh words and know what a number one or two topic is, especially when they overlap. Number 10 is National Football League action. Number 9, the death of great actress-director Penny Marshall. Number 8, the Moonves case and the Woody Allen teen lover story. At number 7, criminal justice reform bill. That, in other times, would be the biggest story of the quarter. Number 6, Xi Jinping's speech and the Putin press conference. Number 5, the Trump Foundation case. That would be a major story. We have financial markets and the Fed hikes interest rates at number 4. Number 3, the Trump order of a Syria withdrawal. That's what's going on right now that's got Washington going through chaos.
A buzz, as it were.
Oh, yeah. They're calling it an earthquake. At number 2, the border wall battle and the short-term spending bill. That's an earthquake. And number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. The people on our survey, number 10, Penny Marshall. Number 9, Les Moonves and Woody Allen. Number 8, China's Xi Jinping. And number 7, Russia's Vladimir Putin. And number 6, America's Paul Ryan. Number 5, Chuck Schumer. Number 4, Matthew Whitaker. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1, Donald J. Trump.
I thought I'd go. Michael Cohen's experience in front of the judge this week was, you talk about this week, many of the news media folks have been caught flat-footed. The Cohen thing and the way the judge berated him wasn't what anybody expected, and then Trump ordering the troops out of Syria wasn't what anybody expected.
I think you were talking about Flynn, not Cohen.
Oh, I was. Yes, thank you. Yes, right. I don't know why.
It's very easy to confuse the players.
Exactly, right, exactly. So I haven't confused, though, Mad Dog Mattis, who is hitting the road because of the withdrawal from Syria. I don't know. Trump seems to be showing that he is an independent thinker, or is he showing that he doesn't work well or play well with others under
both.
The circumstance.
Both. It depends on how, it depends on your view. He's an independent, strong-minded thinker. He's also a guy that doesn't play well with others. He's the greatest thing that ever happened if you want him to be what he is, and some people do. And he's the worst nightmare this country's ever had for those that see it otherwise. This is
and
all happening at the same
halfway,
time.
It's probably a blend somewhere in between of all of that, yes?
Well, it's it ultimately is a blend. The question is, what will the impact of that blend be? What will the consequences of the Trump presidency be? And we still do not know.
All right, so you've been on a lot of talk radio programs this week, as usual. What is the conversation about this, as we focus on this? Your experience conversation this week has brought you to what conclusion?
I think that, well, first of all, it's chaos, so there's no conclusion. But if I have to draw some kind of a conclusion for the sake of conversation, I would say the turmoil within the conservative wing of American political thinking is what's fascinating. And that is, you know, forget the left-right, forget the Democrats for now, because we know where the Democrats stand, and we know where the press that supports the Democrats stands. It's what's going on the right that is fascinating, and how the Republicans and or the conservatives, because they're not necessarily the same thing.
One and the same, right?
Yep. And that's an important point. How they're handling dealing with Trump, dealing with what I described as the chaos. And in terms of the broadcasting industry, so many radio stations and so many talk show hosts have hitched their star to that wagon, and how they are recalibrating for what might come. And the core of Trump, the base of Trump, I see it going through two movements. I see the outer part of the base beginning to get shaky and wonder whether or not they've made the right decision. And I see the inner part of the base becoming more resolute in their support of Trump. So, That's a very abstract notion, and if you want to talk more about it, I will, or maybe I was clear. Again, there's two parts to the base. The outer part of the base is unsure of itself right now. The inner core of the base is more sure than ever.
Well, I think part of it rails on the conservative, the word even, the concept of what a conservative is. They have so bastardized that and misconstrued the meaning of the word and misappropriated the word for their own purposes. It's become a political term that has no meaning. If you get right down to the nitty-gritty of what a conservative is, Trump, in a sense, has hit the nail on the head by and his response to Lindsey Graham, for example, when Graham criticized him for pulling the troops out of Syria. Hey, don't you want to save American lives? Hey, don't you want to save a lot of money? That's what conservatism is, saving lives, saving money.
Yeah.
And these people
but
don't seem to get that.
But conservatism also is, and this is what makes it so confounding, protecting U.S. interests in the world, preserving freedom, fighting tyranny. The military-industrial complex is as much a conservative phenomenon as it is a liberal one.
But it isn't conservative. It doesn't conserve anything. It spends
Well, you're talking now the difference between libertarianism and liberalism.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, this week, the last couple of weeks, actually, Rand Paul has had the president's ear, and a lot of people are wondering whether that's the reason that Trump has done some of the things that he's done, because these pulling out of Syria is a libertarian premise.
No doubt.
And Rand Paul wanted us to get in there. Two of them have apparently quite a good relationship.
The problem with pulling out on a dime and suddenly going libertarian from being a right-wing conservative, from being a hawk to being a dove, is that the consequences of herky-jerky international policy are greater than necessarily the benefits of having an isolationist, libertarian, George Washington type of policy.
Sort of what it speaks to, Michael, is the fact that Trump doesn't really have any has any true stripes. He's goes with the flow.
That's the problem. And it's very difficult for the conservatives who want to support him per their connection to the Republican aspect of his presence to say, yes, it's good that we're moving out of Syria, because what are you going to say tomorrow when he says, okay, we're going to stay in Syria? I never said we were moving out of Syria. That was fake news. What do you mean you never said it? I was misinterpreted.
That's pretty amazing. It really is. It's this guy has fiddled, has played these characters in the news media like a fiddle. And so
either that or he's not a good fiddler.
And the other thing is, our brother in the talk radio world, that, as you pointed out so accurately a few minutes ago, of trying to figure out, okay, now we got 2 days. Well, how do we figure out where to go from here? Because our base that loved Trump now doesn't like him so much, or at least they have there's a hiccup, a bump in the road, a pothole in the road.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we work with that? And now they're all taking vacations, so that'll be left to the fill-in hosts over the next week or two. Because that's what happens at the end of the year. No
right,
ratings.
The fill-in hosts are going to have the juiciest assignments
of
the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why it's good that you never take a day off.
Thank you. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, right here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you have had a problem finding the right gift for the right person, I am going to suggest you have a short window of opportunity to go online to MyPillow.com and get the ultimate stocking stuffer. You got to have a big stocking for some of these pillows. The ultimate gift, the gift that you show by doing this, you show you care. Friends, family complaining about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep. So you've taken the bull by the horns. You've gone to MyPillow.com. You've ordered 4 or 5 sets of MyPillows for the people in your family, some of your friends, the people that you know who are having a tough time. They don't really know about MyPillow yet, so you're going to educate them by your going to MyPillow.com, ordering these pillows, having them shipped. Free shipping, too, by the way, when you order 4 MyPillows. You get them for half price at MyPillow.com. 2 of their great premium pillows, 2 of their go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you get them delivered right away. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Do it now. They're guaranteed. You got till the 1st of March to sleep on these things and decide whether you like them or not. Wow, that's pretty special. All these special things, special deals, year-end stuff to consider at MyPillow.com. The best in bedding, MyPillow.com. Make sure to get the ultimate discounts by using the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So if you're run down, go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen, and the real hero of the program, the hero of the hour, is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. This is the last full week of December, and we're going through the countdown prior to an overview. If you stick around, maybe, and you're really lucky, and good girls and boys, like Santa Claus says, if you've been naughty, you're not going to get a nice present in the next half hour. If you've been nice, a very nice present from Michael. Meanwhile, one of the things that I found most compelling looking over all the articles at talkers.com this week, the overview of the strongest stations in the country and the strongest markets, that is, the strongest cities. Are you surprised at any of the data that has come out? That is, the stations that you'd expect to do well in markets, you know, you express Boston and New York and Washington, but are there any surprises in there?
Everything is a surprise to me. So the answer is that it's a very idiosyncratic situation as to why certain formats in radio work better in certain cities than others, especially cities that have a history of that format working well.
Yeah.
You'd think that talk radio would be bigger proportionately to other formats in places such as Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Boston. And in some cases, you know, it's like Milwaukee. You know, and,
yeah.
I don't know why. My issue is that this is a very difficult time to accurately rate radio.
Yes,
the ratings are inaccurate, not because Nielsen, the main ratings company, is not good at what they do. It's just that there's such a migration of listening habits going from the standard appliance known as an AM/FM radio, which is a 20th century technology, to digital technology, which is a whole different psychology and a whole different method of listening and rating it. It's apples and oranges. So right now we're in a very sloshy period where it looks like radio's not doing well, when in fact, I think more people are listening to radio today than ever before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
look at the, you just mentioned Milwaukee. The two stations there are up significantly this year over last year. Same thing in Cincinnati, which is a great talk market. I used to be on the air there, remember, for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And the stations are doing, they have huge shares. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but, and Orlando surprised me. That was the one that sort of surprised me. You know, look at that list, that Orlando is as big a talk market as it is. Because it's a transient market. It's, you know, not.
I mean, a case could be made, and I walk very softly and by saying this, because I'm not trying to say anybody doesn't do a good job, but a case can be made in some of those cities that just happen to have very good stations with really great local hosts.
Yeah, yeah, and good programming people. Yeah, that Orlando does have good radio.
That's the, you know, the trends go where the talent lies.
Yeah. And TKS, a great FM talk station. Yeah, maybe. In Minneapolis, I'm looking at Atlanta as a good market.
Atlanta. Fabulous. Yeah. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of soul searching that the corporate types that are running these radio stations around the country have to pay a little more attention to the programming and the science and strategy of it than just cutting costs and paying off their smothering debt services because of consolidation in the stock market.
Learning from you do a lot of work at TIC in Hartford, which is a very strong station, been strong forever, no matter who owned it. It was when I was a kid, I had our friend David Bernstein. No, Bill White. These are names. This is too
Well, both Bill White and David Bernstein were program directors at WTIC.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about, because Bill White hired me to be on TIC, and then it didn't happen. And I always get a kick out of it, because it was one of the stations that I always wanted to really be on. So you are I envy you because you are there. But it is a great American talk radio station. But it's just interesting to look at the trends. Coming up in a few moments, speaking of trends, things going on this year encapsulated somewhat here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump and congressional leaders in a stalemate over his demand for $5 billion to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Hours before a midnight deadline to prevent a government shutdown, senators were told there would not be another vote, thus guaranteeing the shutdown. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has some hard work ahead of him.
As we said to President Trump a week ago, his wall does not have 60 votes here in the Senate, let alone 50 votes.
Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the next vote in the Senate should not be on anything except an agreement that's reached by the president, House Republicans, and Democrats in both chambers.
There won't be test votes, not going to be a tabling vote. The vice president has been over here with his members negotiating already. What this does, I think, is push this ahead to a negotiation that yields a result and does the best we can to cut him down very briefly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug and Mike. Sounds like a morning show, doesn't it?
Let's see. Hey, Doug and Mike here.
Hey, it's Doug and Mike on the air.
Hey, boys and girls. Nice to have you on the air.
Okay. The end of the year.
That's called puking.
We have been doing this too long. New year brings us an opportunity to look at the old year. And we've done, as a tradition for 20-odd years, an end-of-the-year review. So I wanted to have Michael get an edge, if you will, a leg up on some of the things, because this has been such an extraordinary year. And I've kind of been alluding that with the conversations we've had, not only today, but earlier on, looking behind the scenes at some of the industry news and what's going on with the better stations and the hosts and all that stuff. Because you listen to these stations, the hosts, the programs, every day, all day, you and your staff. So it behooves us to listen to you kind of. I want to not sit back and put my feet up on the console here. But I do want to...
And your smoking jacket.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm actually...
With your slippers and your pipe.
Oh, yes. Blue slippers and I don't have a pipe. I'm not Santa Claus. So the things that... It's sort of predictable what the stories are for the end of the year. But there may be a couple of ringers in there in the top 20. So you want to give us a clue?
Well, they're all predictable because these are the most talked about stories. They're only surprising because we tend to forget sometimes. And we're living at a time, Doug, when things are happening so fast that there's so many things happening that it's hard to believe that we have had major headline stories at the rate of two or three a day. Stories that in other eras would have been 3 month or 4 month stories all by themselves.
Right.
So how do you want to do this? I have in front of me, fresh off of the computer, the top 20 stories of 2018.
Can we say like the old, fresh off the presses, hot off the presses?
Fresh off the computer. Okay. You want me to do a real fast zip lightning flash preview of the top 20 stories of 2018, and then next week people can hear it slowed down?
Yes.
Okay.
Good idea.
Number 20. Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the Roseanne reboot and bar fired. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the climate change reports. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
Bingo. Okay. So the $24, $48, $64 question is, what did we, as talkers, talk hosts, talk people, what did we influence? Which of those 20 became bigger and or better for whatever the reason? Because we, as talk personalities, got involved in them, and they became part of the fiber of the story itself.
I think that if I had to answer quickly off the top of my head, number 4, the midterm elections would be something that you could measure some kind of influence. And I would think that this, the discussion about Trump versus the media are subjects that there's a direct connection to what's being said on talk radio. I think that other than that, I think sports radio, which is not the group of stations that we survey for this particular chart, but I would think that all of the politics and controversy coming out of the NFL would be that. But I think that talk radio influenced to one degree or another, very hard to measure influence, every one of these stories. But I would say that midterm elections, you know, are influenced by what people are talking about. So I would say that the number 4 story, the midterm elections, was the subject that had the direct influence of opinionated talk show hosts and callers.
All right. So then let's drill down a little bit more to you as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, an industry overview that has lasted pretty much as long as the current excitement in News Talk Radio. The current spate of hosts that are political started about the same time Talkers got started.
Right.
So you look back, you mentioned it, maybe you've taken a little of the starch out of the answer here, but you said that things are changing now. I can't honestly remember whether you're having this conversation on the air or off the air about the influence of the news cycle and how things are changing. I know you just mentioned that. But when I asked you about what drives the conversation, I really wanted you to talk about the here and the now. But then as you were going through it, I'm thinking back, I'm kind of wafting back to the things that people see. I think I'm going to answer my own question.
I was just going to say, if you're listening to you carefully, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
All right. It's the issue versus the personality. The personalities, when we started, were more important than the issues. I think the issues are more important than the personalities now. How's that?
Yes, okay. No? I think that the issues and the personalities are totally entangled. That you cannot separate the issues from the personalities. I think that you're touching on something that's fascinating, and
I hope so.
I'm only touching on it. Okay,
thank you.
In all seriousness, the issues and the personalities are one, like space and time are connected. They're part of each other. And this entire era in which we are living is being dominated in terms of what we talk about and what we focus on by a personality, and that is the personality of Donald Trump. So I beg to differ with you.
Well, that maybe I didn't make it as clear. Personalities on the radio, the hosts themselves, the people that were around that were characters, and the conversation was more about...
A lot of the people that were around at the beginning of this era on talk radio were forced out of their jobs because, in many cases, they died. Mm. And it wouldn't have been convenient to keep them on the air.
No, that's probably true.
And another, this era has been going on a long time. People who were in their 50s and 60s, when this whole talk radio phenomenon began in the 80s, well, they're 90 years old. So a lot have retired or died. So that's one of the things. But there are personalities out there. You cannot tell me that, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, Michael Savage, I can name names. There are a lot of, many names. There are a lot of personalities out there. I don't think that this... format of radio can exist without personalities driving the discussion.
No, but I think the personalities are different. I feel Limbaugh is a different radio host now than he was when he started.
Okay, you're asking me what's the difference between the personality element of talk radio in 2018 than, say, it was in 1998 or 1988. And the answer is that there is far more focus on preaching to choirs, to targeting audiences, to telling people what they already believe and confirming their beliefs, than back in the day when personalities were very, very independent, some cases curmudgeonly, unpredictable, and let it lay out however it fell, and they were attracting audiences that were interested in them as unique people, as opposed to somebody that's bringing the party line to them so they feel good about their own beliefs.
I used to be able to win based on my personality. Now, if I am to win, it is based on my personality and my position. That's the difference. And that's what I
that's what I just said. Targeting audiences.
Yeah.
And we live in a culture, and I say this all the time, so I just want people to be aware that I know I say it all the time because I think it's the most important thing that I say. And that is, we live in a culture where victory is sought at the expense of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you use the word, very interesting word, you said you win. What does win mean, Doug?
Win means that you are on top of the pile. Win means that you have some sort of extraneous superiority over others. Winning is ratings, winning is the election, winning is the news cycle. There's all kinds of ways of playing news, playing winning into our conversations here. I think as it affects what people's opinions are.
So you don't see the radio industry or the media industry as being one that gives rewards to those who are exceedingly truthful and correct, as opposed to those that win at any cost. And I think that you're right.
I don't know that I thought it through quite that way, but as you said it, yes, I think we are in an era where people who are disagreeing with the mainstream, whatever that is, are left out of the conversation, and I find that offensive as hell, frankly. it bothers the hell out of me.
It's all part of the syndrome that at one time the movie critics and the Academy Awards were given to movies that were considered good. We didn't know much about box office. Now everything is box office. Mm-hmm. A movie is considered successful and good if it makes X millions of dollars and is number one over the weekend of its release. Mm-hmm. You don't often hear talk about, wow, that movie is really good. People should see it. Word of mouth. And
Mary Poppins. Very good.
I hear mixed reviews on that. I'm not
really?
Sure.
Oh.
I've heard,
it's kind of like some of the other stuff. I heard mixed reviews about The Mule, and that was a fabulous movie. I heard mixed reviews about Green Book, another very good movie as far as I was concerned. I'm fairly expert at movies because I go to a lot of them, and I have a pretty keen eye for what's what and who's who and who's doing what in them. Mm. But I may not be mainstream, you see, that's... I'm not.
Well, I don't think there is a mainstream anymore in America. I think the term mainstream, and I'm not faulting you for using it.
No, it's okay.
I'm the one that's sort of out on a limb with this point of view, but yeah. I think that the mainstream as a concept is a 20th century concept. I think that the thing that marks the 21st century and will continue to do so on an accelerating rate is that there is no mainstream. There is no American public, so to speak, the voice of the people.
Fractured.
It's fractured.
It's all fractionalized, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's mainstream. Here's the mainstream way to lose weight. Calitrin, America's first choice for weight loss. Because, A, it works. B, there's no fancy diet. You have to do an exercise program. It's smart to do all of those things, but you don't have to in order to lose the weight. This is an all-natural approach. Not only that it works to have you lose the weight, but you keep it off. And there are other benefits as well, joint support, because the main ingredient of Calitrin is collagen, which is your body's number one building protein. It's a protein that we have to have in order to build muscle, lose the weight. The muscle pushes the fat out, you lose the weight, and then you keep it off. Stay on the program. It works. And as we enter in the holiday season of eating, start your diet now. Start your program now. Start losing weight now. Go to toploss.com. Get a special deal using the code DJV, up to 50% off the products that come from Calitrin to help you lose the weight and keep it off. Toploss.com. Special deal only when you use the box. Put in the box. DJV is the code. In the people department, the list from talkers, the death of Penny Marshall gets her on the list at number 10. Les Moonves gets on the list at number 9 because of his shenanigans and not being paid any money. CBS says, take a hike. We're not giving you a nickel. Zing, 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 or whoever. I'm so tired of trying to figure out how to pronounce the Chinese president's name. He's not figuring out my name, so I'm not figuring out his. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Paul Ryan. The end of his term, literally and figuratively. Number 6, Chuck Schumer. I wish the same for him. Number 5, Matthew Whitaker is at 4. Michael Cohen and his legal problems, the focus of conversation. Number 3, Mueller and his stuff. Let's keep the investigation going. It's billable hours. Whoopee. And Donald Trump, obviously the mainstay of conversation. Number 1 on the people list, thanks to the research and the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stick their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So the end of the road for our conversation today, the charts that have been reflected. I guess I'm going to pay tribute to you for the work that you do every year. We've been doing this for a long time. We have fun doing it. The audience loves it, the improved number of stations. You were talking to somebody in Atlantic City about how they love this program because it's a mainstay. It's something people can count on because they can count on you and your information and the Talkers, but the brand. Hmm. The Talkers brand is dependable, and that's because of you.
I appreciate that. We have a great staff, though. It's not just me, but thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what makes it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 minutes before the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with college professor, law professor, and leading expert on scams, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I don't know why I feel like Ed McMahon when I introduce you. Okay. So the legal interests, several stories here jump out, scream for comment from Professor Wiseman. First one is number five on the list, the Trump Foundation case. Would you please explain that for people who go, huh? What's this all about? What is the Trump Foundation?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned it because you look at some of the responses of the president that there's nothing there, and the justice and the attorney general in New York is picking on him, and he's not going to settle this.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Exactly. Yeah, but his name's not Charlie Brown. However, in this case, this is a really strong case about setting up, and there are all kinds of laws when you set up private charities and foundations that they have to be used for charitable purposes. And in fact, the facts as shown in the complaints that have been filed already in court show that Trump used it as pretty much a personal checking account. I'll give you an example. He had a lawsuit, Mar-a-Lago had a lawsuit against the city, or the city had a lawsuit against Mar-a-Lago, and they had the Trump people had to pay $150,000 to settle this. Okay, they paid this from the foundation. In other words, it had nothing to do with a charity. It was something with his for-profit business. And Trump, as they showed in the already filed documents, there's the handwritten note by Trump ordering them to make the payment. There are also political payments to his own campaign and other campaigns that are illegal. This one's got legs. And I hope the Attorney General in New York does not settle this, and Trump says he won't. This is some bad stuff, and this is stuff that's pretty clear. So it's an abuse of charities, and goes on. He's not the only one to do it.
No,
but this one's real.
All right, next, number seven, the Criminal Justice Reform Bill.
This is going to the president for signature. It will be signed. It's bipartisan legislation. This is great news, and it is something. It's called the First Step Act, and, you know, we keep seeing that it's sweeping and overhaul. No, it really is a first step, but it does a lot of really good things by making the system. And we imprison more people than any other country in the world. There's more than 2 million people in American
prison.
Yeah. One of the things I like, I used to teach in the state prison system, and our college system that we had in the prisons, we didn't have, in the 10 years I was there, a single guy come back. No recidivism. And one of the things in this bill is earned time credits. And this encourages inmates to take part in rehabilitative programs, educational programs. They get time taken off their sentence. That's a really good thing to do. There's also some sentencing reform in there. You know, it isn't everything, but it's a really, really good first step. And it's one that was receiving bipartisan support and support of the president. So, you know, maybe it's the president gave the support, one, because it was pushed by his son-in-law, whose father had actually served some time in federal prison for election.
Thanks to Chris Christie.
Yeah. And then, that's exactly right. And then the other thing was the former attorney general really hated this. So this is another way of Trump getting back at him. But bottom line, give the president credit and give Congress credit on this one.
All right, so the last one is Woody Allen's teen lover story.
I did read that story in the Times and New York Times, and it didn't seem, you know, while it did seem to show that there was a consensual relationship between Woody Allen and then 16-year-old girl, and I think that would qualify as statutory rape, it was totally consensual. The statute of limitations has run on it, and there's something in there, but it really pales when you look at the things like Les Moonves and Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, okay. It's all it's a comparative degree then, much as anything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that takes care of an overview of the legal side. Don't forget to check out Steve's website, scamaside.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. This time of year, the world is full of them, so be careful. It's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.